Okay. Okay, so today we're going to do a topic that we've been speaking about a little bit. That means a bris that's postponed, like all the cases we've been talking about, postponed bris. Are you allowed to do the milah on Thursday or Friday?
Because of the
Yom HaShlishi, and Yosef Tov. Right, are you allowed to do... So the Poshup Shat, why not? The only halacha that you should, in the Gemara, that you can't do if a bris is postponed is on Shabbos. Because the Shabbos is only if it's Yom Shemini, is Docha Shabbos. But Torah, any other day, that's not Shabbos or Yantif, we'll talk about Yantif Sheni and things like that, but it should be okay. However, there is a discussion in the poskim about being able to do a bris, a postponed bris, on Thursday and Friday. And the minhag of the Katzensteins here in Washington Heights is that we will not do a postponed bris. If it's postponed, as Rav Pinchas said to me, if it's postponed because of health reasons, and now it's good, and it's Thursday, would be the day that we would have said he's ready to have the bris, they won't do it. They won't do it on Thursday, they won't do it on Friday, and Shabbos for sure not, and they'll do it on Sunday. Right, yeah, that's a separate idea, not doing it on a Sunday because they're afraid that people have to want Sunday bris. I was lucky, we had a Sunday pidyon haben. If you have a Friday bris, you get a Sunday pidyon haben.
Is there another reason to push it off?
No, the question that he was talking to me when I was speaking to Rav Pinchas a couple of weeks ago, we were reviewing what he had told me in the past, is a question like a Beit HaShmashos or something like that, where it's... So I think that he told me only that they don't do it for whether it was health reasons, Achmas Choli, they don't do it. And I'll start off this year because you're going to leave, so you'll hear this part.
But so this applies whether there was a call
and they waited. One second. Uh-huh. So that was. This is the sheet of the Tashbates, the sheet of the Taz that we'll see inside, and that's how Rav Hananya Cohen trained Rabbi Katzensi Senior to follow this psak. That's the Masorah. That they don't do bris in Sh'av a nitche on Thursday or Friday, and Shabbos goes without saying that they don't. And because Rav Katzensteins Senior learned Mila from Rav Hananya Cohen, and that was his Masorah. Again, we'll see. This Shaila is in the Rishonim and the Poskim, etc. It's not a new Shaila. And Rav Schwab didn't like that idea. He didn't like this notion. He thought, no, of course you should do it Bismanu. But Rav Schwab also didn't like that the Talmud shouldn't follow his Rebbe. He thought that was also... So it was so what do you do? Yeah, conflict, yeah. So Rabbi Pinchas Katzin told me that his father, Rav Schwab, came up with the following pshara. And this is the pshara. That if it was Choli Kol Gufo, and we're waiting now 7 days Meis Leis, and it falls out on Thursday or Friday, to do the bris, because that's called what he said a davar mugbol. Like every Pinchas Katzin said, it's like Kilu, he was born that day, so it's like a new birth. Kilu is born the day that he's better, and that's davar mugbol. So therefore, these 7 days, and it falls on that Kilu, that's the Yom Shemini, so to speak. But if it's a case where he was not Chol Kol Gufo, it was a case where they still postponed the bris because they had like the yellow baby that was not Chol Kol Gufo, and then they postponed it, then it falls out on Thursday and Friday, then they would follow the regular, the shita of the Taz, not to do the bris. So that was the compromise. But he said to me, Rav Pinchas Katzin, this compromise only is if they do a broyas bris, that they have to take into account Rav Schwab's, but when they do, and he said most of the bris they do are not broyas bris, so then they follow just the Taz, straight. And therefore, not to do any postponed brisin for health reasons. Postponed brisin for health reasons on Thursday or Friday. And that was the... He told me this a long time ago, but I forgot which way the Peshara went. So recently I called up Rav Pinchas Katzenstein to review which way the Peshara between Rav Schwab and Rabbi Katzenstein Sr. went on this matter. And then others will see, the Shach says, no, there's no such halacha like this. So where does this come from? What is this all about? And how should one paskin in this thing? So it all starts with the Gemara and Shabbos on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Afligin B'Sfina Pachas Migimel Yomim Kodim L'Shabbos. That you don't go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. It's a question how you count the 3 days. Is it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or do you include Shabbos? In other words, is it Wednesday, Thursday? I think the Mishnah Berurah has the 2 sheets. Is it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or is it Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, which is the 3 days? Okay, but. Some questions. My medva mamur l'dvar rishus. Al dvar mitzvah shapir dami. So, as Rabbi Talmud said to me yesterday, I mean, it's beferish in the Gemara that. So the idea being that a person takes. There are different shitas of how come you don't go on the boat. Is it because, you know, it takes time to get used to it, so you shouldn't be seasick for Shabbos? So if you go on the boat on Sunday, you're already used to it. So the time Shabbos comes, you won't be seasick and you won't move out to Lonek Shabbos. Or is it that we're afraid that you're going to have to come to be Mechal Shabbos Mishum Sakana, so therefore, within 3 days of Shabbos, you already have to, you can't put yourself into a situation where, in other words, Pikuach Nefesh is Mutter, but you're not allowed to put yourself L'Hachila into the situation. So within 3 days, you're musar on putting yourself into the situation. Before 3 days, not. But the Gemara says, "Befeish, ma'med v'amum l'var reshus." But l'var mitzvah, you can even go on Thursday or Friday. So that's the obvious kasha that the application to milas will see that not to do a bris milah on these days because, again, if it's Yom Shmini, that's the gzeiros hakosuf. Yom Shmini, but if it's not Yom Shmini, so then if it's not Yom Shmini, so then l'chatchila you don't put yourself into a situation where you might have to be Mechal Shabbos because of the chola of the child. You know, like Chazon Hess pointed out the pasuk in Vayishlach. Yom Hashlishi, Yosem Kovim, you know, with Anshei Shechem and Shem Levi, the whole thing. But the Gemara says Beferish that that's only the Dvar Rishus, but Dvar Mitzvah is Mutter. So that's the Shach's obvious Kasha. That how can anyone say otherwise? So we'll have to see what the answer is. If you like the answer that's given, the two answers that are given to answer this kasha. But then he says, "Uposik imo al manas lishpos." In other words, really, even the dvar mitzvah, he's supposed to make up that whole stop the boat on Shabbos, but he doesn't have to necessarily listen. Eino shovis. Okay. So this halacha is the Gemara, and then the Rif on the next two pages. The Rif says the reason is Here, take a look on page 3. First word on the line is taima. Taima, first word on page 3. And the time they mafliga was feed the prophets begin the yom kol shabbos from bittul mitzvahs onik shabbos. The chol gimel yom have a leshine vessels. Whereas 3 days, if you're in the ocean, you feel different. You're not yourself. So it takes 3 days to get back to yourself. Mishum ni nu asfina. Tachsim hu bechugu v'yanu kishikor. Right, so it made me have nothing to do with the Mila. In other words, it might only have to do with the Shitas that hold that it's the different reason. But that's the Rif's reason. That we don't want a person to go on the boat, because if he's going to go on the boat on Thursday, Friday, Shabbos is still not back to himself, as Tachman has said. So therefore, the Mavatal Onik Shabbos. That's the reason. What?
Do people apply such a sorrow
in jet lag? No. That's, in other words, you shouldn't land on a plane on Thursday because.
Is there a Friday?
We don't make new. There's even the discussion whether. What about the boats of today? That's what they want to talk about.
There's big
seduces. Yeah. I think Rabbi says it's the same, but that's maybe a discussion. Yeah. Okay, look at the Baal HaMor on page 2. Found the time Rabbanai Mafliga Besfina Pachas Mishloshi Yom Kodim Shabbos Peir Sharif. In other words, originally the Sfina Goshesh was a question of Tchumen, whether you're outside of the Tchum. He says Mishum Sakana. The first 3 days before Shabbos is considered before Shabbos. But Sunday, you don't say we're before Shabbos. That was still after last Shabbos. Still have to think about Shabbos in the 3 days before Shabbos, and therefore you can't put yourself into a situation where potentially you might have to be Mechal Shabbos.
So this is Wednesday.
Yeah. So that's the Pikuach Nefesh Svara, then you have the Tchumen Svara, and then you have the Oleg Shabbos Svara. Okay, so who is the first one to discuss Bris Mila in this context is the Tashbetz on page 4 and 5. So he discusses this Sugya about Mafligim Misfina. About, and he quotes, you know, the Rif, the Baal HaMor, about this. And then he says on page 5, Umikanani Oser. So what is he talking about originally? Lomul as Hager. Page 5, he says, I asked to give a bris mila for a ger, b'chamishi b'shabbos, kedei shelo yovo yom shlishi l'mila b'shabbos, v'itztachu l'chal olav al Shabbos. So he says, what? It's first Shabbos. First Shabbos is a Jew, so. Well, a regular Jew, if it's Yom Shmini, that's the holy. There's a Zeres HaKosuv, Yom Shmini, a Ger, there's no set day that you give the Ger a Mila. So.
So why is there a problem on Friday if it's not Yom Shlishi for the infant?
Wait, I didn't get to the infant yet. Let's see. So he's not to give it Thursday. Yeah. And now he writes, Nisrape b'chamishi b'shabbos v'yefshal l'mulu b'rvi b'shabbos shemamtin lo ad l'mochar kemin sholeoch l'mulu b'zmano. So also not to give the bris milah. So here is mashma. Maybe it's only a din on Thursday because it's dafka yom shlishi, but not necessarily if you give it on Friday. But that's the tashbeis. That any, so he puts together a ger and a tinok, and perhaps only yom shlishi. The nature of the Isser is the shot in the Balamor in the Gemara, not to put yourself l'chatchila into a situation where you're gonna might have to be Mechal Shabbos. If Yom Shmini falls out of Shabbos, you could even do Yom Shmini falls out of Shabbos, you can do the meal on Shabbos. But Pikuach Nefesh, so if it comes up, it comes up.
Are there any other reasons
to reply this? You want to see the most. You want to see the most. What should I say? The most extreme application of this. Take a look for a second. This is extreme. Want to see an extreme? I'll show you extreme. Take a look on page 16. The Gemara Nida on Lamed Ches of an Aleph, going over to Lamed Ches of a Beis. The Tanya Chasidim Harishonim Lo Hayu Mishamshim Mitoseim Ela Bervi B'Shabbos Shelo Yavol Nishoseim Lidei Chil Shabbos. In other words, they would make a cheshbon of when their wife could get pregnant and have a son that have the meal on Shabbos, and the Gemara has a whole cheshbon of how many days the pregnancy will be. So they would make sure not to be mishamish mitoseihem. Only what? El mirvi b'shabbos mirvi ve'elach. And he says, because of how many days it takes, and if you do it, of all here, Rashi's of a leil shlishi ve'leil sheni motzei Shabbos. Lo, the misaber motzei Shabbos shem teilav the reisha and gimel the madi b'shabbos v'nitzav Shabbos mischal shenitan reshus lechalum de sakhan gufa. So and the Maariv Chayis on this Gemara here on page 18 says the source of this idea is that other Gemara in Shabbos with the Baal Mor's interpretation of not putting. So this is like extreme, that's very extreme. So if you want to see extreme, this is extreme. This is the Chassidim Rishonim. They have made cheshbonos of when possible the child will be born, if it will be a boy, and they wouldn't be mishamish mitoseim in the day that.
Doesn't
this suggest that the Shabbos will be your
lettuce, not the
Shabbos? Shalotele b'Shabbos,
you
tzarech halal. Yeah, your lettuce, okay.
Your lettuce.
Yeah, right, your lettuce, right. Yeah, he's saying not the bris milah. Okay, the your lettuce. Okay, but still the same idea. Not the bris milah, right? The yoledes, the mechal Shabbos. So we don't. Right. Right, but we don't. Shabbos, you put yourself into the pikuach nefesh. Okay.
If you let me mechal Shabbos, something that someone did. Mashiach, right?
Yeah, so that's, yeah. Okay. Okay, so if you look in the Beis Yosef at page 6, you know, after the Beis Yosef finished the Beis Yosef, so he made emendations, corrections, he called it the Berak HaBayis. You know, the two people wrote a sefer called Berak HaBayis, the Ra'o on the Rashba. Rashba wrote a sefer Toras HaBayis. And then the Ra'o said, your bias needs a lot of tikkunim. So, meaning a lot. So therefore, the Ra'o wrote a Hasogas called the what? Berak HaBayis. And the Rashba now defends himself. He wrote a sefer what? Mishmeres HaBayis. So you have the Toras HaBayis in the middle, and the Berak HaBayis on one side, and the Mishmeres HaBayis on the other side. So when you learn Yerideya, that was 1 year of Salvechik. He was supposed to teach Yerideya, and he decided he's just teaching the Toras HaBayis of the Rashba. Because it's exciting to say Shir on it. Because the Toras HaBayis... So a lot of it has to do with Kash, you know, Tarovis, Pasa B'cholov, things like that. But other things, Chul and Yerideya topics predominantly. So one year he said, we're not doing the Shulchan Aruch, we're just going to learn Toras HaBayis. Rav David Lifshitz always said that before you learn the Shulchan Aruch, you have to go to learn Masechtas Chulin with the Rashba and the Toras HaBayis. There's a Hachana. Okay, so then on the third line here, and you'll see why I'm emphasizing this later in the Shira, you'll see more. Kasav HaRashbeitz at Tashbeitz, Had Tanya Emafligim Sfina, page 6. Emafligim Sfina, Pachas Mishloshi Yom Kodim HaShabbos. So he quotes the Balamor, Rav Zrachi HaLevi, that's the Balamor. The time of Neshu Dovashi Yav Chashalo Yovoli Dechil Shabbos. Vinerik Masna Chal Shabbos. Shloshi Yom Kodim HaShabbos Mikrei Shabbat, Mikrei Kami Shabbatah. So it's interesting that the Beis Yosef, after he finished his whole parish, it was important enough for him to put this Tashbeitz in the Beis Yosef, even though he doesn't put it in the Shulchan Aruch, but he wanted to put it in the Beis Yosef. We'll have to see is that significant, is it not significant, but right, he could have just said, okay, I'm not putting it in the Shulchan Aruch anyway, so to leave it out, but he dafka in the emendations of the it should be there. He wanted the shita to be there.
He just didn't have it before.
Right.
That's probably how the Berak HaBayis came to be. Meaning he
found things that he didn't have before. Maybe he didn't have a touch base. Right. So now let's look in the Taz on page 7. Says the Taz, Reisi b'sefer Berak HaBayis, Shechiber HaBeis Yosef, Shekosev b'shem HaTashbeitz, Mikol Mokom Ein Malin Oso B'yom Hamishi, Yom Shlishi Yesh. So he says, the Thib Yom Shlishi Yesh Tzar L'nimo, for Ein Ligrom Tzar B'Shabbos. Do we have that?
Maybe it's Chayav involving Shabbos.
Yeah, the baby, right. He's saying that the baby, that we just saw the idea of Sakana, Chil Shabbos, but he's quoting, It's interesting because he's quoting from the Tashbeitz, and in the Berak Habayis, seven. So he says that he quotes that reason. Faintly groped Sabi on the Shabbos. Fizet Nirish Kosha Kensha in the Mulubi of Shishi. You get Sartre.
No, it's not going against.
The Rif's reason of
Meaning, the
Rif's
reason
is the Onik
Shabbos.
Right. I mean, he starts off with the Rif to Tashbeitz. The Rif started with Chumen, and then he says the idea of.
It's near a low,
not more. Near and the rare.
Where is he?
Oh, he starts with the Rif. Between Bittul and Shabbos. Rif, Gabaram, Peshim, Shem, Bittul and Shabbos. So, even though when he gets to the Tino, he doesn't speak about that. And in the Beis Yosef, in other words, when he starts off with this Tashbeitz, yeah. He starts off with the Rif. The Rif says, Bittul Onik Shabbos, and then Tumen may be a problem. And then the Balamor says Sakana. And then he says, Mikana ni Oser. And then he says, why? He says, because of Chil Shabbos. You know, in other words, if you look carefully at the Tashbeitz, he never really said the Tsar thing when he's applying it to the Tinuk, like you just.
Meaning what the Taz presents.
Where the Taz presents.
Yeah.
The Taz is his own presentation.
The Taz makes it sound like he's taking the town of the Rif.
Right.
And applying
it.
You know, and the question is, did the Taz have a Taz? Because he's a sister. Easy to say for better Kabbais. He doesn't say for Easy to Tash Mates. And the way we have the Berak Habayis, it doesn't have even that, right? It never.
Except, oh, I thought. I mean, he quotes the Zrachi Halevi.
Right, but no. But, right, but the issue of that he's saying.
So I'm saying even that, even if he saw,
doesn't have the Tsar aspect.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it makes it sound like
the
Rif's reason of Onik Shabbos. Yeah, but Onik Shabbos is the baby's Luchai of Onik Shabbos. The adult should sell if there's the end of the
state.
Still, you don't
want to. If the kid is unhappy, the parents don't.
Right, we say,
Ritzei Rachli Tzeinu Shalom Tehei Tzara V'yogod V'anocha B'yom Menuchasenu.
Also,
don't we assume that there is more
Tzara
on the third day?
Right. Yeah. Right, in other words, the Pashup Shah, I mean, that he was saying is, it's been adopted a third day.
Yeah, right, he's,
right, but this is the Taz.
Who's the Rashi? Is it right? Rashi?
I kind of like
the Rabino on the third day.
That's I mean, the Taz is like more. I'm happy with the Taz is way in the way because, like we have a Machlokas Rif and Palamor. And generally, when that happens, the person who wins
is the Rif.
Right. So if you're going to limit this whole thing to only according to the Shita
of the Balamor, so you're putting in the Rif, and he's saying according to the Rif, but then one could say Stafka, even the Rif, Stafka, the.
And then you apply it to the Shishi, meaning you apply it not just to 3 days before, you apply it to 2 days before, and the one day before also. Because the part that's going to be Tsar is the Tino.
Right, because within the rifts.
If it's a din of Chil Shabbos, so then whatever.
I mean,
it's you're talking about the third day. If it's a din of Tsar, well, it's going to be Tsar every day.
Yeah, but the din of Machligim Besfina is even if it's going to be
That's just because when is the Chol Shabbos going to be? The assumption by the people is that the Chol Shabbos could be any one of those days. I mean, you have to worry about the Chol Shabbos.
Right, but I'm saying in the case of the Gemara, of Machlige Mesfina, so... No one says that only you can't go into Sfina on.
No, they're Friday.
Right.
Who's Shita in this draft?
On any Shita. In the Mafliga Mesfina.
Right, but the Rav Rachel Leibel just said, yeah, but what's the reason? Because I have to worry about Sakana.
Sakana is in the third day. Okay.
But according to the risk reason of the parents, because the Taz day applied to all three.
All 3 days.
Which is exactly what the Taz said.
Oh, okay. So that's what Rabbi Tag was saying. If you work with the risk, then Shabbos, so then that wouldn't be a day necessarily of the third. That would be... Okay, so that's the Taz. And the Shach here, it's interesting. The Taz is in Reish Samach Beis, and the Shach is in Reish Samach Vav. You know, it's not Shach and Taz that are... Usually Shach and Taz argue they're on the same siman. So the Taz is on here, page 7, in Reish Samach Beis. The Shach is on page 8, in Reish Samach Vav. Yes, Kosov Sefer Berak Habayis. So he goes through the Taz Beitz. And then the last of the first word in the line is Hamishi. Ve'ein Dvav Nirim. Tamrinim V'shas Perak Kamba D'Shabbos. Ha'deim Afligin V'sfina Ha'in Adavka L'Dvar Rishus. Avad Mitzvah Shaper Dami. Who Muskim Mikol Poskim. V'achanami Ein L'cha Mitzvah Gedol Mizu. ועוד על כוח הרעת תשבי סביר לידת מחלים שבס בשליש של ימי להיינו יום שלישי דווקא ולא קודם לכן. Because he only asked to give a meal on Thursday. That you're going to come because that's the day that is weak and you might have to be Michal Shabbos but the Tashbeit is matted Friday. And then he says, if he's just saying that
whatever reason it says.
Well, but the Taz was only And then he has a cast from a Mishnah Kuv Lamed Zayin. If the Gemara discusses Katanim al Shmona al Shneim Asar. Well, you can sometimes you give a bris on the eighth day, ninth day, depending upon where the Yom Tovim. So he says, according to this, you should be able to have a case in the Mishnah on the 14th. Because if you have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Shlishi Revi, and he's born on Monday, so, in other words, he can give you a hechitimtza if you have this halacha, even to pamim, first meal, pamim b'shmona, pamim tesha, pamim. So he says, I can give you, and the Mishnah doesn't say pamim b'yudalin. So he says, I can give you hechitimtza pamim b'yudalin. That if the Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday and Wednesday, and he was born on Monday, bein hashmashos. So therefore, the 11th day is going to be on Thursday, and therefore you can't be malim then. So you push on Sunday, it'll be already the 14th day. So why did they give that hechitimsa? So you see that's So what's the answer to this question about?
Sir, can you explain that last line in the shot? How is he?
The Mishnah has in Kuvlam Zayin says sometimes the bris milah is on the 8th day, sometimes the 9th day. Gives you all hanky timpsis, but it doesn't say sometimes on the 14th day. Okay, so he gives you hanky timpsis. It could even be on the 14th day in the case where he's born Monday in Einash Mashos, and then Tuesday, Wednesday is Rosh Hashanah. of that week, and therefore, so then on Thursday is going to fall out the 11th day is going to be on Thursday, so you couldn't, and it's Ben Shmosha, so therefore you can't mile him before, because it's a suffix, it's Ben Shmosha. And now, okay, so Thursday would be mile him. But now Thursday you're not allowed to. Came with the Havi Bismano. So I think maybe that's what I think Pinchas Cassidy wanted to say, but maybe this would be different. That's what the Taz only said it by Choyli, not by here. It was Spanish Marshals. Okay. Well, what about the basic question of. So there's a standard teretz that's given in different svarim, different achronim, the Rishon Letzion on page 11, the Chasam Sofer, and the Chacham Tzvi. Three achronim say the following teretz. Take a look on page 11. The Rishon Letzion is the Rachaim HaKadosh. This is on Shulchan Aruch. So he says, so he quotes the Shach, he quotes the Tashbetz, and then he says, the first part was Dvar Mitzvah. Dvar Mitzvah, Vani is Daiti, the Lok Hashemidi, the Divya Tashbetz, Mehidi, the Dvar Mitzvah, the Esher, the Sovet, the Dafka, Dvar Mitzvah, She Esher, She Tisbatel, in Loyela Chachshav. He says, the case of Dvar Mitzvah means you're going on the boat, because they're going for a mitzvah. So if you don't get on this boat, the boat is leaving on Thursday. So you say, oh, I can't go. But if you and the boat is going for some Dvar Mitzvah, and you're not going to go on, so you're not going to do the mitzvah. So then they say, for Dvar Mitzvah is a, but Bris Milah, you'll do it tomorrow. You're not going to miss... So that's how they want to say that. In the case of the boat, Dvar Mitzvah is mutter because the Efshet is over the Dafka Dvar Mitzvah, the Efshet is patel, im lech achshav. Aval im ikayim ha mitzvah acharkach, aval lech dvar
rishus. How does he know that that's how does he know this? What's he basing off of that Dvar Mitzvah needs something made? That would be
in the Bible if
you don't do it now.
One second. So that's what one second. The Rishon Tzion, and then the Chacham Tzvi says the same thing. First word line on page 12, Chaverta. Da'al kan lo koma hatash bezel be mitzvah she'ein overs. Shlach ha-shabbos im tzom mohel she'im ol oso. Vada kasani udvar mitzvah lo'fligin ha'im mitzvah overs. And the Chasam Sofer, as well, on page 15, says this as well. Mitzvah Shana Gamas Fina Muta Akin Fina Lo Kasha Dafka Mitzvah Overish It Is Bata Lo Deish Lo Yifrish Mas Fina Muta Lo Frish. So that's this answer that the Achronim are giving. And in terms of another answer, is the Eliyahu Rabbah, again, the question is the Shach's question, the verse says, Beferish with Bar Mitzvah is Mutter to be Machlib with Sfina, even on Thursday, Friday. So how could the Tashbeit say otherwise? So that's what they're giving this answer. I mean, you're right. It's not, I mean, it's an answer. The answer to the question, is it muhrach that that had to be the pshat? No. That's why the shach thought it was, they asked the kasha. But that's the terrorists that they give.
They're all saying that, like,
I guess the idea of a sphina, you know, you missed the boat, you know, literally, you missed the boat. And then, if you don't like this answer, either you could say you don't like the whole thing, and you could be a shach person. If you want to, you know, be a... So he says also that the Gemara says that you poisek limolishbos, right? So the hetzer is only because you poisek limolishbos. So kolam shloshi yomim, page 14 on the top left. Isi from Ravon, Isi shetarch lufso kolam shloshi yomim dvar harshos. Rolach tach shloshi yomim dvar mitzvah. Esh kashi yisati yom yisov nuspapu yom all of a sudden son of glass nose. He says, "Ein le'el sivkot nakodim mashmen kavag ravam diyefsha lufsok osa." Chay perashi b'sifrei yodei mashak kosa v'tashpeis osa milo lo b'zmanas yelo hiksha shach var mitzvah mutter. Turns to the hadsiyim shach posikim on lufsos milo l'shay lufsok v'zabar. In other words, it's only the heter. In other words, he's saying that he's defending the Taz not to do it on Thursday. Ah, but the Gemara says Dvar Mitzvah's Mutter. So he says Dvar Mitzvah's Mutter because you could be posek imo lishbos. But here it's not shaykh. I mean, that's only speaking about the case of the bow. You can tell him to stop driving on Shabbos. But on the Mila case, so there's nothing to be posek. What do you mean posek with the Bnei Shalom? Right. Okay. So, I mean, it's not 100% mukhrak that the whole heter is based on posek and mushbos. That could just be, that's an added chumrah.
That's not focused, right?
Yeah.
They're asking, like, Rebbe
Yeah. That Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva about this topic, and the Yabia Omer. So it'd be interesting to see, like, how he decides to paskin on this. What do you think he's going to say?
He also had a mechaber, because it was on mechaber.
No, so what does the mechaber say?
The mechaber likes the tashbetz.
Because of the Berak HaBayis. He didn't put in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the question. Yes, he's a mechaber, but how much of a mechaber is he?
Mechaber Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, maybe you could say that there's there, but in case of the thing in the Sfina, it's not, let's say, the Sakana thing, like Balamor, right? It's a Sakhi. Meaning, it's not Bada, it's going to be a Sakana.
Right.
It's Choshish.
So therefore, the Bar Mitzvah is
a Mutter.
Right, but
here, it's like more of a Bada.
Here is more of a... More of a, okay.
No, but doesn't the Baal Mar say essentially it's Yashar Shalom Yom Lidia Kol Shabbos?
By
definition.
Okay, it's question number two. Okay, so he says like this on page 19. He quotes this Shaila. He closed the Tashbetz. So maybe you can make a chiluk between that. You could say that, but then he doesn't want to say that. But in other words, you could say that for the gear, we could be machmir, because he doesn't have any time constraints. But a kid, he's Jewish. So then he says, he quotes Zichron Yosef, Maria Sha'as, Shemrachash Maran, Habes Yos, Baran, Maybe Berakabais Chasukudveva. So he quotes these achronim that say that since the Beis Yosef brought it down to the Berakabais, that we should paskin like that. The Lokal Shach. So he says. So all these achronim. He says, "Vekam mar b'shochanach lo hevi divrei hatashbeis." Where Chosu zal the shochanach chibur achar berak abayis. But on the other hand, he didn't bring it in the shochanach, and the shochanach he wrote after the berak abayis. So doesn't that show that maybe he wasn't so ay about this shita? Right. That's what someone else here wants to say. Marisain the Chida. Then he goes to Shulchan Gavoa, Hishmid Maradinam. So going back and forth. So he says, in Yana Chidah, the Sarah B'Shashmah, the Shulchan, the Apostle, the Achmish, the Lomol, Chiniskim, Erech HaShulchan, all these people, Rav Olam, the Lomol, Chachos, Chin Halab, Shud, Shari Ezra, Chin Pasach, He says, the Mishnah Berurah, Chosu Pshitus Kedas HaShach, Shein Achmish. So he says, "Rach b'sofik miliyeh." V'chein gam achein ashkenazi nochel laros lo mol. Moshe avinim she. He says you shouldn't do the meal. Yeah, mutan ashkenazim svarim. Yeah. Unless you have a minute. A minute borrowed to Dafka do it. Dafka Bishem Shah Postkum Mashkin Master the Nog Nog, Yishlam Mon Smoko. Lokum Shem Minute Borrow, Yishlach with that. Well. It's interesting. I don't know. I wouldn't have expected that. I guess. So that's the first part of the tshuva. The second part of the tshuva, he clears, what about a Mila Shalobas Mana within 3 days of Yom Tov? And then 3 days of Yantus. What would you say about that? Would that be the same Shaila? So he says the Yantus Mokal. It's not it's a skila.
Say you're
having a
last week
this for Yantus.
So you see that
Bratan? Is that the Bratan anyway? So From page 21, Atana vol din mil shlo bezmana betokim al yomim ufne yontav. Yeah, in other words, I think in the poskim world and beyond the Tashbesh itself, no one's machalik between Thursday and Friday, even though they should. But the Taz is Kal V'Chomer took over, and then people never get to see the Tashbesh inside anyway. So once the Taz said Kal V'Chomer, they just
He quotes it. They don't have to
say. Yeah. Yeah, so he says, Yantas Maskana de Dina Dadan, Oshalomo Gam, Yom Kamishi, and Shishi, because they show you the Khal Shams, Kintina Khal Sapi of Hay, Oshalomulo, Zulus Mokum Shish Minik Borah. Then he says, so he's Mekel and Yontif. Yeah, I guess a gear, But this thing to put yourself into a situation, maybe that we were only machmir to put yourself into a situation, not to that it's going to be chil Shabbos, because that's chil Shabbos. Even though, don't put yourself in a situation of chatchila when you're going to have to be docha such a docha chomer of Shabbos. You know, there's more
chal. This whole discussion about putting yourself in a situation when you're going to be over, when you have to be the onus, that's only when it's a few skills.
Yeah, that's the discussion, say, by Vestos. Is only Tashmish Asur or Chibur Venishut?
Yeah.
So the Rashba says only Tashmish. It's a chil. And the Trumas Hadesh says, no, maybe we should make a chil between a lav and a.
But
the Ikra Din is we do make the distinction. Ikra Din Tashmish is also Chibur Venishut.
The issue of Tehidin is,
because in the end of the day, he didn't bring it in the Shulchan Aruch. So, but, you know, well, last Shul had the Shul from Rav Moshe on page 22. I put this in here. I don't know why I put it here, but okay. Somehow I put it here. Metinak Shachosolo Hamishkol Haroi. Right? He doesn't weigh enough, right? That's always the thing. They want him to weigh more before they could do the bris. The daughter cotton shemitzach shechosel a mishkal a roy ladas a rofim almost also a mulam tzrichim. So he wants to know: do you have to wait zayin yom? This is to Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. There was once in his house together. Myself and Rabbi Sabolovsky, we were orchim by Rav Ephraim Greenblatt in Memphis for a Shabbos once for the offer from wedding of Rabbi Steve Weil. So we went to Shabbos and we stayed by Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, and we stayed in the room that he told us that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein stayed when he came to. But he didn't remember which bed. So we were going to check. We were staying two nights, so we were going to switch the bed. But we had a cold, so we mocked me to sit in the bed, the other bed that we didn't sleep in. So at least we have the schus, yeah.
Do you really know which bed and they don't want to say?
I don't know. Yeah, so he was in the then he made Aliyah, and then he was Nifter. Not to be confused with not the Greenblatt, who's his uncle.
This is the River of
Zephyr. This is the River of Zephyr. Yeah, he has a son who's a Rav in the Aguda in St. Louis, Menachem Greenblatt. So, Bedalma Kotten Shabitach Chosol Hamishkal Aroyim Ladas Harofim Mamusha Soshal Amulu Im Tzvichim Hamtin Zayin Yomim. You call that a chola kol gufa? May pasha she'in lizad din chola. Do rachashash ba'alma. He doesn't think it's called a chola. She'eschil arofim lochshus olay mitzad chatnus olo yochol lispol atzav. Gamu lo yazik lo adam. She'eschil sholo yesh lo mishkol. So he says, as soon as he weighs the amount, you don't have to then wait 7 days. Mm-hmm. But say a child has to be in the incubator. Right? That's cholam. In other words, certainly, if you didn't have a full term pregnancy and you have to put it in the incubator, then he says, he thinks for sure that's called a chola, because that could be a chashash nefil. El av elu shehayo lahem chod sheha iber shleim. They had a full pregnancy. Now, we came to shehutzuchu l'incubator, hori nikar sheha chasel lahem v'ikar koach achiyus. V'lachein hu v'chashiv is chola, v'tzarech lahamtin zayin yomim shah sheyotzu m'incubator. Av sheyomu harofim shehi cholim lomulo. Even if he could... So that's what Moshe says. Anyone who had to go into the incubator, so when he comes out, he needs 7 days. Either because of a chashash, either it was a full term pregnancy, or even if it was a full term pregnancy, either way. It says, Vayedolim shall call blue babies. Shemotzim mehem adam shall hem nosnim dam ache. He needed to a transfusion or something. After he says, nothing. I probably said I didn't put this tshuva in, and was still on the top of a chola. So, but it really, it has nothing to do with the Thursday. This really should have been in the previous packet.
Yes.
It should have been a previous packet, but I guess I missed it, so we put it in here. So because this comes up a lot, in the shilas of incubator in terms of coming when to schedule the bris, whether you have to. So, Rav Moshe said the incubator should always wait 7 days, but Chosher Mishkal. He says, until he's, Okay, so we'll continue Bez Hashem tomorrow.
Question about scheduling. I assume you're going to run it to July?
Yeah, it looks that way.
I assume,
again, this building will eventually close. I will be in touch with everybody.
I cannot make it next week, that's why I want to know where it will be today.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, we still have tomorrow Thursday, so... Yeah, 1 year we did it in the Sephardic.
Last year.
I like the Sephardic. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, so we'll let everyone know what the story is. Okay.